Today we're going to visit with Northeast Fishery Supervisor Randy Hiltner. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Randy, everybody wants to know how fish populations are doing. How are walleyes in the Northeast doing?
Real well. I can give you some natural lakes that are still good. I'm starting to sound like a broken record because they've been good for a while, but for example, North Lake Washington's a real good lake. Lake Coe, Red Willow Lake, nice size fish in there. And then if we go down Highway 200 to the west, Herdsville Lake's got a nice population of walleyes. And a few miles north, north of Harvey, would be Goose Lake.
How about our state fish, Randy, Northern Pike? How are populations looking?
Well, they're not as good as they used to be district-wise, but there still are some good lakes. Island Lake, Lake Upsilon, nice fish up there. We come down to Bisbee Dam, it's some really nice Northern Pike in it as well. And again, Red Willow Lake.
Okay, let's move on to panfish. Start with bluegills.
Yeah, if I was gonna target bluegills and bring a kid along, I'd probably go to Wood Lake. Lots of numbers there and medium-sized fish. North Golden Lake has some bluegills coming on as well. So those would be a couple. And again, Lake Upsilon up in the Turtle Mountains has quite a few bluegill.
Randy, any other fish species?
Yeah, yellow perch. Lake Coe and North Lake Washington have decent numbers of perch, as well as Hami Dam up near Park River.
Okay, and trout?
Not too many opportunities, but early in the season, there's some really nice trout up in Hooker Lake in the Turtle Mountains.
Okay, let's move on, Randy. What do you anticipate to be your biggest challenges in the next couple of years in the Northeast?
Again, as most of the guys have stated, that low water levels could cause us issues if they don't come up. And that can be direct, like winter fish kills, or more indirect, like less quality habitat, poorer spawning habitat that leads to smaller fish populations.
We're not there yet, but that's the direction it seems to be going.
Right. We're great this summer. There's lots of fishing opportunities, lots of fish out there, but there is a little concern if our lake levels keep dropping.
Okay, any special projects going on this summer?
Well, this spring we're going to do some trap and transport of adult northern pike. We bring them from out of Devil's Lake into these smaller fisheries, usually located near a town, so it gives people a chance to catch those fish right away after being stocked.
So fishing in the Northeast District should be good this year?
Yeah, the fish populations are there and the access is there, so there should be lots of opportunities to catch various fish species, sure.
A lot of great information, Randy. Thank you.
You're welcome.